Okay, everybody. And just like that, poof, here we are together again. I'm laughing. It's a freak show. We have a lot to talk about. So status post thing, creature of ominous mass, Powell, his talk here. And a few things he said were very, very, very interesting. And we're going to cover all that too. I hope I don't puke or something. But anyway, post-market wrap up Wednesday, June 12th. June 12th, right? Yeah, June 12th. 2024. All right, so no change with regard to monetary policy, but the Fed is inflating via other mechanisms right now. Again, inflating the money supply, buying more debt, including everything they can get their hands on right now. And this is why I've been saying the faster that this comes down and the economy, I mean, by their own numbers, and you're going to laugh when you hear some of this, by their own numbers, this is a disaster on an epic scale. And the propaganda, oh, that's getting even better. We heard from our illustrious, beautiful man of a president. Yeah, and he's really happy about these inflation numbers because, you know, look, I call him Demento now. In fact, I wrote this down, new name, Demento. That's our president. I don't care if that offends anyone, I'll be honest with you. I'm frankly sick of it. I have to tell you the truth. I pick on Biden a lot. I pick on everybody. You all know that, but I don't care. You don't like my style. You don't like the things that I say. No one's saying you have to be here, people. So look, I'm not going to change. You don't like Demento? Sorry, I'm going to keep saying it. Demento is too cool. Thanks, Lava. Anyway, we're gonna get to that. But before we do that, I want to bring something to your attention that is huge. You and I have covered again how this is going to play out. And it's doing exactly what we said. The faster this comes down, the higher the market's going to go. And today, on the back of everything that happened, we hit a new record high with regard to the S&P 500, a new record high with the NASDAQ. I've been telling people, and this is, again, please, my opinion, do you want, buy it all. Buy the freaking stock market. Buy the dips in the stock market, buy the dips in precious metals, in crude oil, in Bitcoin, other cryptocurrencies, buy it all. And this is another, this is what's happening here. MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. Again, free to you, free to me, of course, free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. We have now started a new trend here. This is since January. We're on this pretty incredible uptrend here. You see these parallel red lines? Now we broke below, we were watching all that, we touched, and then we came back down, and I actually showed you how we're working here. This is a new trend, and the trend is lower, which means, of course, again, who's buying all the debt? Who's buying all the debt? We know China's dumping it at a record pace. There must be a buyer. Has to be. Who's buying it all? You tell me. Duh, duh, duh. Anyway, that's where we're going here. If this persists, and nothing works against this, who knows how low this can go? Again, the market does want to see some risk. Risk is reward. And a black swan event, an unforeseen thing, it can happen anytime, even in a green zone. You know, when the MRI was first introduced, we were in the green. So, but barring that, and again, this is a presidential selection. We're going to talk more about that too. If this continues and the Fed's buying more debt, did you see the dollar? After the announcement of whatever happened today with regard to inflation, rising. Okay, inflation continues to rise. But the mainstream media, oh no, it's looking good. And Powell said during his little speech, they're achieving all of their goals, the Federal Reserve. Okay, and our lovely, illustrious president. Oh yes, let's talk about him. It, creature. Biden touts progress on inflation. You love this? But he's not telling you that year over year inflation continues to rise. Oh, he forgot to tell you that he's demented. Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Again, more propaganda, more nonsense. This is more important. This is what you and I need to focus on because we understand where this is going to go. Debts, deficits ballooning, the economy in free fall, only going to get worse from here. It's just craziness. And this is opportunity, people. This is opportunity. Period for you and I. Let us move forward. So going back to the creature, Powell, today. You like my little things I make up here? Powell, policy is restrictive. It's restrictive right now, and is having the effects we would hope for. Homelessness exploding. Okay, debts and deficits ballooning. People can't make ends meet. Banks, balance sheets exploding with bad loans, which keep getting worse here. Inflation continuing to surge by their own numbers, over 3.3% year over year. But everything is looking great. You know, the Fed, actually, they made a couple of interesting predictions. And they're going to be wrong, too. Before we go over there, I want to show you something. This headline here, this was back in May. Thousands of businesses warned that they are at risk of closing. The fact of the matter is we are seeing business bankruptcies and closures skyrocket again at faster now than during the COVID, the whole scam that was played on all of us, the shutdown of the economy. Businesses are closing faster today than then. But Biden's small business boom, this is today, may undercut Trump's economic edge. Really? Oh, okay. Beautiful. Small business boom. So small businesses are booming. Meanwhile, just, I don't know, a couple of months ago, thousands of businesses were closing. I guess a miracle must have happened overnight. I didn't see it. How about you? Now, let us move forward again. We're going to go back to some of the things that the Fed talked about. So this is just, you know, talking about the Fed real quick here. Jeffrey, thank you. Yeah, lie after lie. So I asked all of you this question. In your opinion, think about what I'm about to say. Why is it that the Federal Reserve is never held to account on any level by the United States House Committee on Financial Services, which is also known as the U.S. Banking Committee? And we got a lot of really good answers here. You know, let me ask you this real quick while we're on that topic. Do you know, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but I want to hear from you on this. The Federal Reserve audits itself. Did you know that? That's a fact. It's actually on the Federal Reserve's own website. Again, I urge all of you to utilize the Federal Reserve's website. Turn the tables on them. The truth is always hidden in plain sight. The Fed performs internal audits on itself. Of course, we're not privy to the information here. But let me ask you. So the Fed audits itself. Do you realize that since the inception of this institution, there has never been an external audit? No. It's not allowed to happen. Do you know also, look, we've been told, do you remember Greenspan, former Fed Chair Greenspan? He admitted that the Federal Reserve is above the law. They answer to no one. This is an independent institution, but it's part of the federal government. You know it is, and it's not federal, and it has no reserves, and they basically run our lives, but we're not allowed to know a damn thing about what they do. We the people are not allowed to know who they lend. They can, do you realize, think about what I'm about to say. Live future trades. Nice. Yes, exactly. Thank you. Live future trades. Thank you. Anyway, the Federal Reserve could and does, in case you don't know, fund terrorist organizations. Oh, absolutely that they do. But you see, there's no way that we can find this information out because we're not allowed to know what's going on. They can do whatever they want. You do realize that. But that's okay. No external audit ever. What does that tell you? And they're allowed to audit themselves. Isn't that just a beautiful thing? Actually, yeah, I even wrote this note to myself here. Here. Oh, this is interesting. This is a CNBC headline. How elections test the Federal Reserve's independence. Why is it, in your opinion, that the Fed must remain independent? In other words, we can't know what they do. Oh, no. Never once has the Fed had an independent audit. Ever. They audit themselves. Greenspan admitted the Fed is not beholden to the laws of the United States. Greenspan admitted the Fed is not beholden to the laws of the United States. As a matter of fact, the Fed is not beholden to the laws of any nation at all. Central banks are independent. I mean, as if they are on another planet, they have their own set of rules, their own laws. Imagine how shocked you must be. Mitch, thanks again here. Anyway, it's just so crazy. You like how I crossed out elections and put selections here? So let's go back to the Fed real quick. according to their own numbers, let's just put this together because I'm not really that smart. So maybe some of you can help me. I need a little help here. According to their own numbers, the last GDP, they said the U.S. economy is expanding 1.3% was the GDP number that they threw out. Again, you strip out war spending alone just for Israel and for Ukraine, and we're negative. Okay. But according to their own numbers, let's just forget that for a moment. The U.S. economy's GDP were expanding at 1.3%. Meanwhile, according to their own numbers today, inflation is rising at 3.3%. So based against, if you weigh one against the other, we're contracting at more than twice the pace that we're supposedly growing. Make this stuff up. So anyway, the Fed has a prediction here. Another prediction. Keep in mind, every single projection they've made has been wrong. Clever Custom Performance knows exactly what I'm talking about. They have been wrong 100% of the time. Okay, imagine our shock. So their new projection after today is the fear. Fed sees the economy in cruise control with GDP rising to 2.1% in 24. Well, actually, hold on a minute. We're in 2024. That's not working out too well now, is it? Because according to their own numbers, GDP is at 1.3. The annual inflation rate, according to their own numbers, the number's way higher than that, is 3.3. You can't make this stuff up if you wanted to. The U.S., as of right now, the U.S. debt to GDP ratio is 123%. And the Fed, I just want to remind you of something because I have all this lovely stuff here. The Fed, the effects are what they're hoping for. They're hoping for the free-fall economy. They are bringing about this two-tier society, this neo-feudal system. The destruction or deconstruction of the economy is well underway, but expect the stock market to go record high, and record high, because you see, you and I are smarter than they are. We're watching this. My lions are foaming at the mouth over this. There's no doubt about it. I'm sure that there's some of my lions here, and you are drooling. Foaming. You see what's going to go on here, don't you? You know, again, nothing gets past me, which means it's not getting past you, any of you. And we can't be beaten, like I've been telling you for the millionth freaking time, people. We got this down. It looks like Hot Wheels. Yeah, right? Little Hot Wheel tracks. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Anyway, people, that's it, man. We got Demento in the White House, and he's playing right along with it, and oh, yeah, he's touting these new numbers. They're beautiful. Inflation continues to rise. Wait, more than twice what GDP is, but he's happy about it because he doesn't know whether to poop his pants or I have no idea what he does. But that's what that's what's going on here. You got an imbecile here of the highest order, a puppet of the highest order. Live Future Trades, thanks again. Anyway, that is the story, my beautiful friends. And, I'm sure I'm offending people here, but I don't really care. No, I don't. Don't care at all. Kimberly's Market Strategy. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you here. All right, people. I say move along. Exactly. There's nothing to see here. Nothing to see here, people. Look, we're going to continue to do what we're doing here, okay? The faster this comes down, and it's coming down fast, the higher this market's going to go until it doesn't. And until it doesn't is this. Until it doesn't is this. We don't have to. There's no guesswork here for you and I. If you are watching this, nobody is more far ahead of the curve on the market than you are. If you realize, let's put this together real simply. Okay. Debts, deficits are going to continue to balloon. What did we just find out? The pace at which global debt is rising is accelerating at its fastest pace again, ever on record. We've never seen anything like this before. So what do you want to do about it? You want to sit back in some corner and suck your thumb off? Is that what you want to do? I don't think so. You want to bet against the debt, become your own central bank, hold, meaning people, it's just so simple. Do what they do. They do not hold gold just for tradition. Okay, like we heard from Ben Bernanke. Central banks are loading up on gold, not because we're moving to a gold standard. Okay, get that out of your mind. We're never going back to a gold standard. Okay, ain't happening. Central bank's power resides in one thing. That's their ability to inflate. V-Dog, thank you. That's it. They will never give up that power. They will wipe out the entire population of the world before they relinquish that power. Central banks are holding gold for the same reason we're holding gold. Again, the distortions that we're about to see in the market are going to get even worse. And we all know that. Easy money, ballooning money supply, suppressed rates. Tyler, thank you. Yes, like the video and buy silver. Thank you. They're holding this stuff because they realize what you and I do. Once the debt market implodes, and it will, it's being hyper-fueled. Like nitromethane on steroids, for those of you that follow Top Fuel. You know what I'm talking about here. Nitroglycerin-based fuel, like the stuff they make dynamite out of, okay? That's what they're doing right now. And again, they're betting against the debt too. You have to understand, they're issuing this debt because they have the power to do it, and we can't stop it. We cannot stop what central banks are doing. Live future trades, thank you again. Wow. But we must emulate. We have to do what they are doing as well. And at the same time, take advantage of every single other thing. Tyler, thank you. That comes along our way. And that means staying along the market, earn dividends. Like, you know, where I have a JEPI, JEPQ, okay? I'm building a larger position in JEPQ. If and when, and it's going to happen, the Fed cuts rates along with other central banks here. Wait till you see what happens to tech. Okay, we just got a new high for the NASDAQ today. It's going to take off again. And it's not real. There's no basis of reality here. The market detachment from reality is getting greater and greater and greater. Remember this? How many of you remember seeing me do this from years ago? Economy, market. We are now beyond the edges here. We've gone far beyond the sun. Shout out to Ingbe again. No, it won't end well, Joe. You know that. It's going to end in a disaster. The disaster is already ending right now. What do we find out today? You got FedEx now laying off another 2,000 people to save $175 million, only to pad the CEO's bonus at the end of the year. You have to understand this. Look, the stock market, you know how this works here. The fat cats at the corporations who have been made every promise under the sun already by our prospective president and our current president here. Corporate tax cuts here, easy money, all that stuff. Okay, they're going to get even more rich, and they're laughing. They're laughing at all of us. Kay Harmon, thank you. Mitch, thanks again. But you see, we're going to have the last laugh. I can promise you that, because the spots that we are in and understanding what's happening here, just it makes it too easy for us to keep ourselves in the right spots here. And again, in my view, we have the ultimate tool. This is just a tool. It's not the end all, people, but look at this thing. This has been telling us what we should do here for a very, very long time. Risk tolerance, I spoke about that. Right now, the game remains risk on. It's clear to me, honestly. And we're just gonna continue to do what we're doing. John Doe, you're the ultimate tool. I am sure you are. All right, look, I think we're going to get out of here. We covered a lot today. I want to thank you for being here, your friendship, your support, your thumbs up. This is pretty good here. We got almost 600 thumbs up here so far. And that makes me happy, honestly. Am I related to Janet Yellen? No relation at all. Anyway. Moon approximately 33 miles. Is that true? I don't think so, but okay. All right, guys and girls. Look, if you have nothing else that you guys and girls want to cover here, I think we're kind of going to call it here. Donna, thank you for that too. I appreciate it. And look, nothing changes for you and me, and that's the beauty of this. We don't have to go bouncing around. We just don't deviate. We're like a World War II, like those. You ever watch those World War II, you know, movies where you see, you know, the squadron of B-17s flying through flak? Yeah, there's flak everywhere around us. Red Cell, thank you. Thank you for that a lot. What's up? The sky. Anyway, you know, we're just sailing through this. Let them do what they want to do. Let them do what they want to do, because we can't stop it. But they can't stop us either. You understand? they can't stop us. Nothing's going to stop us. Nothing's going to get in our way. Nothing's going to change what we're doing here. Soggy Joe, that's a good one. Favorite guitar, right there. Gibson Les Paul. Absolutely. All right, people, we're going to get out of here. Again, thank you for being here. Thank you for support. Love all of you from the heart. Please share the video. Let me know what you think about what we've covered here. Okay, do we got this down or do we got this down? I really believe that we're freaking invincible. I'll be honest with you. Because we got each other's backs. Always. And we will never let each other down. All right, now with that said, I'm going to let you all go. Until tomorrow morning where we will reconvene. And until we see each other again, you know what I'm going to say. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other. That's it.